Stronghold, investing in the digital transformation. Stronghold Invest owns, invests, and develops real estate and companies in Northern Europe. Since launching Dacia in 1999, Stronghold has been active in property technology, PropTech. My background is management consulting and strategy. I used to work on projects in financial services, insurance, as well as the public sector throughout the Nordics, including the government of Sweden, says Daniel Kraft, head of PropTech Ventures at Stronghold. He's been at the company since 2013, working with diverse business development projects. In 2014, Stronghold initiated a study on how technology will impact the real estate industry. We came to the conclusion that this will really take off, so we started a new business unit called PropTech Ventures. Today, Daniel divides his time between developing digital strategies with the companies in their group and meeting with startups. Stronghold has both classic and digital real estate companies in their portfolio. We, as a group, have always been involved in PropTech, even before it really existed as a concept. Daniel explains, it's really part of our DNA. Of the PropTech companies, Daniel mentions Dacia, Tessine, and Workaround. Dacia is a spin-off from Newsec in 1999, the leading advisory and asset property management firm in Northern Europe. Tessine is a crowdfunding platform that has introduced a new way of funding development projects in real estate. It's a very strategic area for us, which we need to understand, Daniel points out. Workaround has a new solution for leasing out office space. The traditional leasing process is property owner-focused. It does not offer what the companies want, flexibility. Workaround targets the sublease segment, making the lease process flexible and at least 80% digital. Stronghold works with startups, but not necessarily as an investor right away. We don't just put money on the table. We are a strategic investor that can add much more value than capital alone. Daniel reminds, most PropTech companies are very young. The success of their technology is uncertain, and their business model or product most likely needs pivoting. To understand how and if a new solution works, Stronghold can, for example, do pilot tests in one of the buildings in their portfolio. That way, they can evaluate the solution, how it fits in their strategy, and if they can bring direct value to the table as well. Daniel argues that it's hard to think of an area that would not have potential and opportunities for PropTech development. He focuses especially on the smart building segment. That will have secondary impacts on many business processes, how we work, and what kind of services it will enable. Most traditional companies, however, are not ready to embrace the opportunities. They are not used to taking the risks involved in innovation and startup collaboration. It's difficult to calculate the ROI with so many uncertainties. People are inherently reluctant to change and want to move in baby steps. When a new technology emerges, companies usually start by applying it in an existing process, making it 10 to 20% better. Daniel gives an example. We can start doing a manual process digitally. For example, handle 50 invoices instead of 35. Eventually, there will be a big change that allows us to do things 10 or 100 times better. We can handle 50 or 50,000 invoices at the same time. Incremental change happens within a company or an industry, but disruptive change comes from outside. This takes time, but you can see the same pattern in hundreds of examples. Stronghold has launched the Nordic PropTech Initiative, a platform for startups and network for all PropTech people. They're cooperating with the Central European PropTech Initiative in Germany, as well as those in the UK and the Netherlands. Daniel thinks the best way for startups to get access into the industry is to find a partner in that industry. Most PropTech startups don't fully understand the dynamics of this sector. In some ways, that's good because they have a different perspective. They're not just digitizing existing processes, but in terms of gaining traction, scale, and growth, it's important that they have a partner that can guide them through that process.